Item number four is an application for rezoning and subdivision for 403 and 433 Uville Street under file DASZ25-2008.
407 and 433, I believe.
Oh, what did I say?
403 and 433.
407 and 433.
In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item 5, which is an application for a variance for the same premises affected, under file DAV111548/2009D.
Yeah, I think, no, he's coming back for this. Oh, no, maybe he did go.
He can't start.
No, his book's still there.
Guy, you can come down and get ready if you want. Alrighty, go ahead, Guy. You can give us the gist of what it is you're presenting here.
Okay. Good evening, Council Administration. Pleased to be before you here to propose the rezoning of two lots known as 407 and 433 Uville. The current usage is light industrial. They currently house a transport truck business and a auto repair shop. What we have managed to do, and we have a smaller drawing here and a blown-up version. This here on the east side, is, on the, pardon me, on the west side, is an existing rail bed right-of-way. And then we had two smaller pieces of property. We're amalgamating the titles, and we're subdividing into residential. And because we've been able to acquire the rail right-of-way, we've been able to manage to get seven conforming residential single-family lots out of it, and a bottom lot here, which is to be developed, and we have a client known to the community and known to administration, who are supporting a development there. Yes, Councillor Vandell.
So, the seven residential lots will be bookend by two lots that remain M1.
This lot, lot number one, is not owned by my client, is okay. Owned by another person, okay. And
so
they...
that stays as is?
Pardon me?
That stays as is?
Well, they wanted to make application to have it changed, but they made a request in not enough time to be on the docket this evening. So I'm sure they'll be before you to change that to residential. This retains its existing zoning. Because one of the proponents who's looking to purchase it, which is a religious order, have a designation which is acceptable within the current zoning and has a high residential component.
Okay. And all access is from Uville?
Correct.
Good.
Gord, do you have a question?
Just one. I don't have the before picture. I can't find it right now.
M2. It's all industrial, Gord.
So just, what's the... what's the story with Lot 7 there? Is that...
What's happening is with Lot 7, we had hoped, my client has put in a number of offers, which are on public record, to purchase that piece of property from Davies Auto Body. Today, Davies has refused to sell, and therefore we have to zone around it. Short and sweet.
Yeah, that'll be one residential lot.
This lot doesn't change its usage, the one that's here. But what's happened is, and the odd shape of it is because if you look, there's a huge railway right-of-way in the back of it, which was added to the land mass. So it is purchased.
The railway. The
correct.
Railway is purchased.
Yeah, and it's integrated into the lot.
Is that right-of-way, did I read it was 50 feet wide?
Correct.
Yeah, and so it's contemplated there'll be... There's going to be one...
Yes, we do end up with an odd shaped L lot.
Odd shaped residential lot. It'll be orientated towards Uville, though, right?
The address is off Uville, you're correct, and all services are off Uville.
Gee, why did you go for an R1S designation here instead of an R1M?
On the single family lots?
Yeah.
Because the shape, the designation, the size is more preferred by the planners that we go with the single family residential designation. And because the layout of the land is very, very appropriate. And the neighborhood context, Councillor Swandell, is also really good for single family. It's facing single families across the street as well.
Yeah, but there are R1M across the street.
Pardon me?
There are R1M across the street. On Uville, on the other side of Uville, it's R1M, not R1S.
But they are all single. They have become single family lots.
Right, which is R1M, R1 medium, residential one medium.
Right.
And your R1S, which allows you to go down to a 25-foot lot, but it looks like all of your lots are at least 35 feet or a land mass of 3,500 square feet.
Which, that's correct.
Which would make you R1M. I don't know why they would, nobody would have recommended it.
This is planning's recommendation.
Yeah, okay. Because usually they try and stay consistent with what's existing. Even in the bylaw, there's a bit about buffering existing, making sure that the zoning is the same and the frontage is. Because we have such, when we brought the new zoning bylaw and we eliminated so many categories, there's quite a range. I think even in R1M, you can go from 35 feet to 60 feet, I think.
Probably right.
Before you go up to R1L. But it is what it is. Well, you have nothing. No further questions.
Great.
I think there's some people here to speak on this, Guy. So maybe just pay attention and take some notes as they're bringing up their concerns.
Absolutely.
And we'll hopefully get through this in timely fashion. Okay. I have also in support Tom Standing. Is it? Did you wish to speak, Tom? No, just here in support. Thank you. In opposition. I have David Dandino. David, are you here?
Bonjour, je m'appelle David Dandino. Je demeure à 311 rue du Moulin. Je suis le président de la Corporation de développement de Saint-Boniface. Je me pose pour deux raisons. La première raison, c'est pour m'assurer que la part des coûts des services sur la rue Uville payés par la Corporation de développement de Saint-Boniface soit remboursée. Ceci est conforme avec l'entente de développement signée entre la ville de Winnipeg et la Corporation de développement. J'ai reçu aucune communication des développeurs à ce sujet, donc juste pour m'assurer qu'ils ont l'intention de respecter les conditions de remboursement, je m'affiche en opposition. La deuxième raison, c'est que, peut-être manquant un peu d'informations, je trouve que le plan soumis laisse un peu à désirer pour la bonne planification urbaine. La Corporation de développement avait fait un plan global pour toute la rue de cul-de-sac jusqu'à la Bertrand pour tenter de rassembler tout le terrain pour être capable de faire d'unifamilial comme la Corporation l'a fait du côté est de la rue Youville. Là, je peux comprendre qu'en entendant ce que M. L'architecte a dit, qu'il y a un devis auto-ballé qui n'est pas embarqué dans le jeu. Ça m'étonne un peu qu'on n'a pas non plus zoné ou rezoné le parti M2 qui a présentement les deux vieilles édifices qui contribuent énormément au côté négatif de la rue existante. Si l'intention, c'est de fait de réduire ou d'éliminer ces deux édifices-là, moi, je suis prêt à travailler avec les développeurs pour leur assister, s'assurer qu'il y a un plan d'ensemble tel que prévu originellement jusqu'à la rue Bertrand. Je comprends aussi qu'il y a un autre propriétaire, la Lafrenière Sheet Metal, qui est au sud de ces propriétés-là, il faudrait qu'on rassemble le terrain ensemble pour faire un autre cul-de-sac semblable à Place Georges-Forêt, qui, pour moi, il me semble un développement beaucoup plus, la bonne planification urbaine. Je viens de me faire donner un morceau de papier qui dit que the developer shall pay its shares of the services installed by others under Development Agreement 1192. In Newville Street, based on the other developer's costs, certified by Director of Public Certain Waste. Donc, ça veut dire que ça, c'est pris soin. Donc, de ce côté-là, moi, j'ai pas de problème. C'est ça que je voulais m'assurer. Et j'aurais aimé peut-être que les développeurs m'appellent, un petit coup de fil pour m'informer, de voir qu'est-ce qui se passe. Je m'aurais pas présenté en opposition si j'avais eu toute l'information. Mais la bonne consultation est toujours payante au bout de la ligne.
Any questions?
No. I think Matt Pitet just informed David that the developer shall repay the cost that were up front.
Item number one, the developer shall pay its cost, pay its share of the services installed by others under Development Agreement AG 11/92 in Uville Street based on the other developer's cost as certified by the Directors of Public Works and Water and Waste.
Which was David's first concern.
My first concern, didn't hear anything about it, so I just wanted to make sure that.
C'est bien.
Okay. Next, I have Ronald Mestag. I hope I'm doing that right, Ronald. Gallery, please. That's right here. Oh, yeah, this is for information. Is there anybody here else in opposition to this? You can come down, Ronald. No, nobody here in opposition?
So, Mr. Mestag's not in opposition?
No, he's here for information. There's two people here for information. Yeah, he knows he doesn't have to come forward, but he's looking for information. Let's see what information he wants here.
Well, I live on Gabry Place, which is right behind there, and that's my concern was that these properties might be accessed off Gabry Place because of the fact that they're making the lots so narrow, which I'm not thrilled about that. You know, the lots across the street on Uville are huge with huge houses, and on the other side of the street, you want to put these smaller size lots. I mean, that's for the people on Uville to decide whether they're for or against that. I don't see the properties personally from my property. But when you're talking about narrowing down a lot to under 40 feet, plus you have to have, distance on either side of your house and the building that's going on that property, are all these driveways going to be coming off of Uville? There won't be any driveways coming off the back of Gabry Place.
No access from Gabry.
Okay, that was my main concern.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ronald. Next, I have
Monique Mollier?
No.
Just here for information. Have you heard which one, or did you want to come down and... Okay, thank you, Monique. Okay, is there anybody else here to speak on this matter who I haven't called? No? Guy, if you can return. I don't think you have much to respond to, Guy. The question of the servicing or developer charges has been addressed already and answered. The size of the lots and the ugly lot and working with the other developer to do something would be the only other thing to address, I believe.
As far as communicating with David, we just shared with him that we'd met twice with the Res Association. We asked them if there's anybody else we should meet, and they said no. So we did a community consultation. As well, we had the signs, and unfortunately, we never received a call from David based upon the posting and the signs. So I had no idea that he had issue, but we'll definitely talk to him after the meeting on this issue. As far as Lafayette Sheet Metals and other buildings, our client did approach them, and much like Davies Auto, they said no. That at this point they weren't interested, so there's not much more you can do at that point.
And your developers or your development is going to be accessed from Uville?
Correct.
Okay. No back lane, 100%
nope.
Access from Uville?
Correct.
Good. I have no more questions.
Well, I think we're done with you, Mr. Prefonte.
Thanks so much.
Dan, what is your wish?
I'll move as soon as I can find my script. I'll move the public service report be taken as read.
I think you're on the variance, aren't you? Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Nope.
You're good. The report is all those in favor, contrary, carried.
The receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.